a real visionary that started it all. Without him, there would be no Mammoths. Welcome to the official home of the Mammoths.
Party time.
This is Hotter Than Hips in Delray. Enjoy the mint.
I'm the animal.
What the fuck,
Jonas? Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes. Good afternoon, the conservative Cuban.
You can call me conservative Cuban, you can call me CC, you can call me Gabe or Gabriel, whichever you want.
You got it. Just waiting for my co-host Felipe. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Jonas. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Give me one moment here.
We did it. It worked.
It worked. Thank goodness. Jay Masters was having the same problem when he jumped in. Mr. Jay Masters, have you talked to Mr. Jay Masters recently?
Yeah. He's of course he's out of state right now because of his job. He's just concentrating on his eating and his training because he wants to get down to a certain weight and he's really focused on it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like him. I think he's a great guy. My biggest regret was never having worked out at that gym where he met the Misfits and got famous.
Yeah, the World Gym.
Yes. Did you ever work out there?
No, but I will say this, which I was actually really surprised by. I don't know if you've ever heard of Big Larry, but Big Larry is friends with Lenny. He's been friends with Lenny for years, decades, ever since Lenny moved over here from Pennsylvania. And Big Larry was at my dad's funeral, and he was telling everyone that apparently my father he met my dad originally at the World Gym in Delray, and I was shocked. I knew my father was a gym rat, and I knew he got around, but I didn't know he made it that far south.
Wow. That's awesome. So, I'm guessing you're up in North Florida or Central Florida?
Some people would say I live in the murder capital of the world. I live in Riviera Beach, Florida.
Oh, okay. You're not that far from here.
No, I'm in what they call the Raw.
Yes, Riviera. Yep. I know about Riviera. I actually work there sometimes, and man, it's a dangerous place, brother. On Broadway, that street, Broadway.
I live right off of Broadway.
Man, that place is scary.
I'm on the side where the water is at.
Ah, wow, that's beautiful. I like it out there. To be honest, I mean, I like where the water is. I'm not gonna lie, but yes, I mean, get lost in those trenches, man. Wind up missing because it's not like Miami. Where, you know, you go missing in Miami, they'll find you. You go missing up in Riviera without a trace. No clue where you could be, you know.
The last time someone ended up missing over here, they found him at the dump over at 45th Street.
Oh, God. It's awful.
Yeah, they came out. I don't know if they came out of a huge suitcase or a huge box or something, but they found someone over at the dump once.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, well, my co-host seems to... I've been having difficulty. That's the reason why we started a little bit late today, and I'm sorry about that, but my co-host was supposed to be here, and he's having a problem jumping in, so I guess I'll have to take in charge of this podcast here, just me today, so... I wanted Felipe here with us because he knows a little bit about what you are, and you know he would have better questions to ask you. But then, you know, I've got questions I can ask. It's not a problem. Also, I will have a guest coming in. I've already sent the link. So I have a couple callers that are calling in for a segment that I'm doing where they get to come in here and show some love, show some support, or hate, or whatever they want to do. I always let the audience come in here. And
as long as it's Menti.
Yes, that's what it's all about. That's the purpose of this. So they should be jumping in at any time now, whenever they're ready. Let's do this. Hotter Than Piss and Del Rey. Welcome, everybody, to Hotter Than Piss, your weekly podcast of the Ments, the official home of the Ments. Today we have a special guest in the building. We have Mr. Conservative Cuban.
Bienvenido.
Yes, bienvenido, Mr. Conservative Cuban, coming out of Cuba, right?
Well, I am first generation born here in America. Both my parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, they're all from Cuba.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Well, and in all fairness, the name Conservative Cuban, I did not name myself that. There were two men who are responsible for that. They both have YouTube accounts, and they're both on social media. One is Jay Coffee Talk, which he talks a lot about sports and rap music. And the other one, his name is Lamont, and he has several YouTube pages. One of them is Black Bigelow, and the other one is Lamont at Large. They're the guys that gave me that name.
Oh, okay. They gave you that name because I'm guessing you are conservative?
Yes.
Okay.
And it didn't happen overnight, trust me.
Oh, I feel that. Yeah, I mean, when I hear, your name, I just think Jay Masters. It brings me to that because when we had him here in the podcast, he gave you a big shout out.
Yeah, he when he gave me that shout out, I really needed that when I heard it. The day that I heard it and I heard your podcast it was literally the day before my dad passed away.
Oh man, I am so sorry to hear that. I lost my father close to seven years ago, and man, I tell everyone that I meet that still has their father to enjoy them as much as you can, because man, once they're gone, that's it.
Absolutely. And I think I can describe it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. The only way I can describe it right now, as far as where I'm at, each day it gets easier, but it isn't easy. That's the only way I can describe it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But at least you got to enjoy him, right?
Yeah, we became very close in the last handful of years. He was my gym partner. He got to, thank God, he got to meet Lenny. He got to meet Robzilla. He never got to meet Jay. And, of course, he's known Big Larry for years. He didn't get to meet the other guys. But, my dad, he was my gym partner. He was my best friend. He was my father. And, because of him, I literally pretty much saved my own life by lifting weights, because there was a point in time in my life I was well over 300 pounds. I was shaped like a pear. I looked like a fluffy Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian. And literally at this point in time right now, I should weigh close to 400 pounds, but I'm not, thank God. Mm. And I took up weightlifting seriously, because I've never really done it. I took it up back in July of 2017. And that very same month, my dad and I started meeting up at the gym. And my dad was a maniac in the gym. He was one of those gym rat guys. He was there 6 days a week. I couldn't handle it. I could go maybe 4 days a week, but not 6 days a week. The old man was an animal.
Oh, I feel that. Okay, we've got a guest in a building. We've got Old School Miser in the building. Hello, hey, Old School Miser.
How's it going? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I hear you.
I'm here with the Conservative Cuban. I'm here. All right, so...
Real fast, Cuban, I just want to say sorry about the loss of your dad, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And what I wanted to talk about is possibly bring it back a little bit, Jonas, because a lot of these newer fans don't really know about some of the older bits that you did that have, they've been erased off YouTube, and they're gone missing. But I was curious if you remember your experiences with Diana the Hutt.
My experiences? Hey, all I have to say is it was just a fan that came to see Jason, a big fan of Jason, and to be honest, it's just everyone thinks that Jason is a one-trick pony, but really the man has a lot of game, and it's just very sad that he never got to develop that. And whenever Jason was rolling with me, I always lifted him up. I always told him, "Hey, you're the best. You can get girls. You look good." And I always helped boost his confidence. I don't know if you noticed that from my videos with Jason. I never degraded him. I never said, "Hey, you fat piece of shit, you fat turd," you know, like Mr. Brad Wolf, you know. I mean, I don't know if you've seen videos. I'm sure you have.
I've been around since 2013. So actually one of my good buddies was Jason's original coach. Not only the old school bros remember Coach Vince. So this is like 2013, maybe 2012.
Yeah.
But, a lot of those videos you did where Jason would have current things going on and you would just show up with Joe Ski and Joe Ski would, Joe Ski would troll him a little bit. They're all gone. So, you know, if you have any of those old bits with like Deanna the Hutt, yeah. I would love to see those reposted.
I have them.
You were always very neutral. But just to give a little bit more context, she was like a 350-pound woman that flew in to see Jason from Chicago and wouldn't leave. So Jane actually had to kick her out of the house. You remember this?
Yeah, I remember. But I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, the guy was really he was. You know, the thing is this, man. You can't get to Instagram. You know, you can't hit a home run. Everyone's got to start somewhere, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And it was good practice for the Sith Lord, you know. I mean, we all didn't start banging fucking IG models from birth, right?
No, right,
Cuban?
No.
You got to start somewhere, right? You got to practice somewhere. And, you know, and it's just very sad that, you know, this girl came to see him, and his mother, his, and not just his mother, but his gym member, the gym members, at Delray Fitness, just kind of always rip Jason a new one whenever he try to grow, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's true, but you know, at the same time,
chicken and refried beans.
You love to hate because there's a lot of qualities that I think people find funny about him, but he's a shithead at the same time.
Cheese.
You know, and I mean that in the best of ways. I've been talking to him, not recently, but back in the day, he used to call me all the time and try to scam me out of money at like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
for supplements and for gas, and it's fine. I thought it was pretty funny. I miss the random calls. And Jason, if you're listening to this, miss you, baby. Be with me. Feel cold. So
yes, Nick. Yeah.
So I just wanted to hop on real fast, say hi, bring up that story, Jonas. If you have any old footage, please dump it, dude.
I have
some old stuff.
I have it all. I have it all, man. The only videos I don't have is my story part 2, my story part 5 and 6. I don't have those videos, but I have pretty much everything. And you know, shout out to that girl. I mean, big shout out, and
shout out to Deanna the Hutt.
And also, you know, that the footage, I would like to put it out, but also I mean I would like to get her approval too before I put it out, you know what I mean? It'd be nice to see if they're hearing this podcast and they reach out and we can put it out respectfully because people want to see it, you know. No disrespect to her. It was menti. It was probably one of the best Jason Genova videos ever because it was so menti.
Mm-hmm. Joe Ski killed it. But yeah, I just want to hop on real fast. Jonas, appreciate all your work. I hope to see some more stuff. Cuban, I hope we get some more Cubans over here. Support to your brother's over in Cuba. But on that note, I'm out of here, fellas. You guys have a great day.
You too.
All right, take care. Peace out.
All right. So we have Nicholas in the building. Nicholas, can you hear us?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you have like the TV on and it's real loud. Is there
yeah,
any way
you're killing
can...
up.
Let me kill that. How about now?
All right, guys. All right, Cuban, this is Nicholas here. This is a friend of mine's that, you know, we all actually go a few months back. I haven't known him for long, but this is one thing I find very fascinating about Nicholas. This is the second special guest here that we have today alongside a conservative Cuban. What I find very fascinating is this man has 18,000 posts on his Instagram.
He's a busy man.
Yes, and he has the best memes. I mean, I'm following a couple hundred people on Instagram, and every time I turn my Instagram on, he's the first one that pops up, and his stuff is hilarious. I mean, it's fascinating.
If I'm not following him, you got to forward that stuff to me.
Totally. Yes, I totally will. I mean, this is a fascinating person because how 18,000, how do you keep going, Nicholas?
There's always more content.
Just when you thought you'd reached the bottom of the barrel, there will always be more.
It never ends. I take breaks. It looks like I don't do anything else but that, but if I didn't do anything else but that, it'd probably be in the billions or something. But
yes. So I'm going to tell all the people here, follow him on Instagram at anti.nicholsinism. So I'm going to have to put a link down here under the podcast for people to come follow you directly, as well as Conservative Cuban. Conservative Cuban, you have a couple pages, right, on Instagram, I believe?
Yeah, I have two of them, and the reason why I have two of them is because at least once a year, one of them gets shut down.
Damn. Well, you said you're Conservative Cuban, so you're definitely probably whistleblowing too much.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those lunatics that that believes that when you know, when someone becomes elected president, and as soon as they're sworn in, they're taken into another room and they're shown an alternate angle of the Kennedy assassination, and they assure them that they're going to be doing what they're told.
Wow.
I mean, I thought there was more to it, like, you know, the drinking of the baby blood and all the sacrifices and whatever.
All right, guys, sorry to cut you guys off. We have another fan here that jumped in. Wow, we got fans jumping in. Omega, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. How's it going, guys?
Omega.
What's up, Omega? Here with Conservative Cuban and Nicholson, our special guest Nicholson, and yes, and the Conservative Cuban. What's up, Omega?
Hey, brother. How's it going?
That's my Omega. Yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? Yeah. Conservative Cuban, brother. Yeah. Oh my God, man. I feel like I'm live with a legend like Jonas. This is a great moment in piss history to be live with Jonas, the foundation of the piss, the grandfather of the piss. Man, so awesome, man.
Hey, an honor, man, an honor. Appreciate it.
I'm after this podcast, I'm going to actually have to, when I go into the house, I'm going to light white candles, and I'm going to put your picture right in front of it, Jonas, okay? And we're going to pray to it.
Oh, I'm flattered.
That's respect. Put some respect on it.
Yep. Yeah, right. What's up? What's up, Omega? Talk to us.
Nothing much, brother. Hey, I was just calling in. First of all, I want to thank you and Felipe for doing what y'all do and bringing a little light to the darkness here in the Genovaverse, since there is no mints out there. We got people actually working. I wanted to get y'all's opinion about Robzilla, who's trying to pawn off this Mr. G fight and bring Father into the fold, because, you know, that's his chicken shit way of kind of like saving Lenny's ass, you know? He's like, well, you go and fight Jay versus Mr. G, because we know Mr. G is going to smoke. We just know he's going to smoke him. Lenny's horrible at movement. I love him, but he's going to get rolled. So they're trying to pawn it off on Father. Didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, brother. Me and the Delray Misfits were hanging and banging and clanging, brother, down in Delray Beach. And what you gonna do, Jonas, when Hulkamania runs wild on you, brother?
Run the fuck out of there, man. So I'll let Conservative Cuban go first because he knows he mentioned Robzilla in this podcast. So go ahead. You met him in person, right?
Yes, I've met Robzilla in person. In person, he is a fine, upstanding young man. A lot of people lately have been very critical of him. He has not been perfect. He has made a mistake or two. It's one of those things. What's going on between Lenny, Jay, Robzilla, and Mr. Potts, as far as Mr. G. It's interesting because now we've got people out there that they want to split hairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst person. Well, Lenny said this. Well, Jay said this. Well, Lenny did this. Well, Jay did that. And they want to split hairs on who's the worst. At the end of the day, no one really should be having that conversation if you're splitting hairs, because it's almost as if you're participating in the Special Olympics. It doesn't matter if you win. You're still special, and you're still riding that short bus. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's an absolute waste of time. Let Rob do whatever he wants. Let Lenny do whatever he wants. And however anyone reacts to it, they react to it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Lenny and Mr. G, look, I don't know Lenny's health issues 100%. I really don't. So it would be really stupid of me to have an opinion or anything like that. I will say this. From what I do know and what he has been honest with me about, not that anything is wrong with his health, but he is not in perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Mr. G, what he does, he takes it really seriously. He's spending hours in the gym as far as like his conditioning and able to take somebody down in order to wrestle somebody, in order to hit someone and avoid being hit. Been doing it for a few years now. Lenny doesn't really do that. And yeah. What if something happens where Lenny ends up in the hospital? That's what Mr. G is trying to avoid.
Yeah.
And trying to get Jay involved, hey, how can you blame him? You know, it's the target.
Hmm.
But Jay, from what I'm understanding, Jay is just, he's not going to let it happen. He keeps contacting Mr. G and he's telling him, trust me, you and Lenny are going to find everything is going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, let's correct there, Mr. Conservative Cuban. First of all, you keep calling him Jay, brother. His name is Father, dude. And if you're going to address
him, he's brother. He's my brother. Father, brother. He is to me, and I am deal to all his sons.
No, yeah. Listen, I don't want to start anything with Robzilla because I'm over the age of 40, and Robzilla's got this dude. He's a young he's a young dude, and he could smash.
Robzilla could flick his finger and break my nose. Okay.
Yeah. That's Robzilla tough. Could probably smoke me. I'm 47 years old. I don't want to fight Robzilla. Robzilla needs to fight people that are in their 20s. Adam McLeod is undefeated. Go fight him. He knows MMA. He's got a boxing coach. He's been training. The dude is legit. Nobody wants Adam McLeod because he's going to smoke you, brother. Just kidding. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So let me give my point of view on Mr. Robzilla because I've met him twice. The first time I met him was 6 years ago at LA Fitness. I was working out. I saw Big Lenny, and you know, Big Lenny knows who I am. Big Lenny comes up to me and says, and with Robzilla, and says, "You see this man right here? I was doing shoulder presses on the machine there." And Robzilla was like, "No, who is he?" He was like, "This is the man that started it all." And Robzilla just, you know, he was looking a little confused. You know, me, I'm always happy when I see Lenny. I mean, who isn't?
Right.
His presence is majestic, you know. So,
that's
you know,
a great
I
great word. Great word.
Majestic, that's beautiful. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he has a great presence, Big Lenny. I mean, fuck, man. I mean, and that's the reason why, you know, and I mean, I saw Robzilla there, and he was holding the phone. He was filming Jason and Big Lenny there at the LA Fitness in Delray. This is right after the gym closed, the Delray Fitness, when they started working out at that other gym. So anyway, I was like, I just saw him, and I said, oh, this must be one of the Delray misfits, you know, because I didn't know who the Delray misfits really were. I only knew Andrew, because Andrew was Jason's other camera guy, and Brad, because Brad, I mean, you know, he would always rip Jason a new one. And also Big Richard, because, man, Big Richard was great, man. I got to say, Big Richard told it like it was. You know what I'm saying? He told it like it was. And my only beef I had with some of the stuff the Delray Misfits did with Jason, once again, because somebody mentioned Deanna the Hutt, was because... And shout out to her, Deanna. I never meant to call you that. It's what people call her, you know. And you know, but that's how people know her. But as far as I go, hey, shout out to her. You know, Jason. My idea with Jason, man, was always to uplift him, man. Always to, because the thing is sometimes to learn to fly, you have to be around birds that are already flying, so they can. So you can get those kinds of habits. And that's my thing with him, man, was I always try to be supportive of him and help him grow with women, with more confidence. With, you got to realize, those first My Store videos, I was pumping him up, man. I was pumping the piss in him. No homo. I was pumping the piss in him to get him confident. And then the thing is, whenever he'd do a video with me, and it was great, and he was showing signs of growth, he'd show up to the gym the next day, and they'd rip him a new one, man. They always brought him down, and yeah. He's my friend, and that's the reason why I when I say I really don't watch Delray Misfits videos, it's because of that reason, man. Because it was always kind of painful for me to see how they would rip him a new one. They'd call him a fat piece of shit, a Twinkie, they'd call him all types of names. And he's my friend, and it would hurt me to see that, man. But anyway. Not to go too much off topic, Mr. Robzilla, and then I just saw him recently. I saw him over a week ago. He made the reconnection with Lenny happen again, because Lenny's not living in Delray, man. So I'm aware that Lenny's health issues. So that's the reason why, you know, thanks to my girlfriend, I've been trying to reach out to Lenny to film with him. While he's still here with us, man, you know what I'm saying? Because we're, look, not just him, man, but all of us, man. We're not guaranteed here a day here. Right. You know, we gotta make things happen here. Like conservative Cuban, like me and him, we're talking. We gotta make things happen while people are here. So I thank Mr. Robzilla for making it happen with Lenny, because you know, for me to reconnect with Lenny again. Because I don't, you know, Lenny doesn't run those accounts, man. Those his YouTube, his Instagram, and stuff. That's all.
And Jonas, that's why I feel that a lot of people have been a little bit too hard on Rob, because without him, we really wouldn't have anything.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
With Jason gone and what happened with him and his situation and his uncle and everything, I mean, what do we have? All we've had.
Yeah.
You know, we've had Jay Masters, and Jay doesn't feel like doing this stuff every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's why Jay hasn't been live in a long time. Yeah. Robzilla's providing the mints, but there's a little bit of entitlement that he's been, you know, so it's.
All right, guys. Sorry to interrupt, guys. We have Nathan Figueroa in here, but Nate, just give us 1 second. Give us 1 second, Nate. Don't say. Just give me. I will. We got Nate Figueroa in here, jumping in here with us. Just give me one moment, Nate. I'm almost done here, because they asked me a question about Robzilla, and I'm trying to answer it still. And then we'll get to Nate Figueroa in one moment. Keep the mints going here, baby. It's a hot day today, man. A lot of piss in here. So anyway, back to Robzilla, man. I just have to say, man, is I appreciate him for making it happen with Lenny again, because I got to see my friend Lenny again. I just have to say, man, he needs to do more of that, man. Like, because Lenny's a friend of mine, and he also helped me find a lot of closure after my father passed away 6 years ago. I was telling the conservative Cuban here, I lost my father 6 years ago, and Lenny was there after my father died, and it really helped me deal with that loss, because I mean, Lenny's just magic, and I really thank him for that, and thank him for reconnecting. Thank Robzilla for helping me reconnect with Lenny again. But people want to see Scott Miller and Robzilla, right? Exactly. I mean, not Robzilla. I mean, Scott Miller and Big Lenny, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Even with Robzilla, that'd be kind of cool. Robzilla and Scott Miller.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not a problem with me, man. Scott Miller's my boy, and I have no problem. You know what I mean?
I actually saw him the other day.
And but Scott, get in contact with me. I'm looking for a good probate lawyer.
I got you. Scott Miller's
a triple homicide once.
Yeah, Scott Miller's with me. I just, you know, and on Scott Miller's next video, Big Lenny makes an appearance. You guys are gonna love it. I mean, it is crazy. And you guys saw the video with Big Lenny and Scott Miller. I mean, that shit was magic, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
That was good.
So, you know, I just want to let you guys know that he's here, you know, just Big Lenny, if you're hearing this, because I know he listens to my podcast and so does Robzilla. Please, Mr. Robzilla, keep the doors open here for us to work, man, because, you know, because that's what people want. He got a little upset because I reposted the video that I shot. It was just a repost. I mean, and he got a little upset, and I sent Lenny a message to jump on the podcast, and it's like he didn't even read my message. We were supposed to go film in Fort Lauderdale last week, and also that didn't happen. So I'm thinking that it's, you know, Robzilla's a little butthurt that I reposted a video, man. But the thing is, a repost is not gonna hurt anyone, man. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. You know, it's just to keep the ments going for more people to see it. You know what I mean?
We're freaks. Like,
yeah, we're freaks. Like, come on, man. Like Mr. Robzilla, don't be like that, man. Don't be like a little kid and get upset because I reposted a video. It's just for the ments. That's all it is, man.
If he's gonna complain, don't do it in the AM at least.
Yeah, man. He complained And now I'm trying to get a hold of Lenny, and Lenny's not answering, and it just doesn't look good on Robzilla, because, you know, how are you gonna keep two friends from continuing to be friends? Like, come on, man! Like, people want to see Scott Miller and Big Lenny. Come on, man! Like, don't be like that. Let the mints happen, man. Because you know what. Let's say something happens to Lenny. It's gonna look ugly on Robzilla if he never, you know, helped Lenny work with other people. Number one. Also, number two is if he keeps being negative, it's not gonna look good on him, because, man, there's just something's not right, you know. And I was there. And then when he called to complain to me, telling me that I reposted a video and he doesn't want to work, man, I'll be honest. It's just something was kind of alarming. But I give him the benefit of the doubt, man. I give him the benefit of the doubt. You guys know I made a comeback here again, not to fuck with the trolls like before. I came back for the ments, baby. That's the reason Jonas came back, and we're doing it. We're doing it, baby.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, guys. We have Nate Figs in the building. Nate Figs, are you there?
You.
Somebody bring the meth.
Nate Figs, talk to us, baby.
Nope. Talk to you when the Nate? Rat prick is speaking.
Yeah. Nate Figueroa?
Nope.
Hello?
Going once, going twice.
Yep. Okay. All right. We have Nicholson, we have Omega, and also Nate. Nate, are you there?
And my brother, conservative Cuban. Hey, guys, I got to bounce. I'm at a family barbecue, but I want to thank Jonas. I want to thank Felipe. I want to thank conservative Cuban. And I want to give a shout-out to Father and to Robzilla. Please don't come and beat me up. You're younger than me. You could probably do it, but it's all good, brother. It's all in the name of Vince. Thank you, guys, for doing what y'all do. I love y'all, and I'm going to be staying tuned. Peace out. Bye.
You're welcome, man. Keep God stay tuned you. And stay tuned into the piss universe, baby.
Yeah.
Stay thirsty for the piss.
Stay thirsty for the piss. Okay, Jimmy for Grave. Hello, Jimmy.
What's up?
All right, we have Jimmy in the building. What's up, Jimmy? Talk to us.
Not much. I actually sent Jason a Western Union payment for some T-shirts one time, and then he blocked me on everything. So pretty
I'm so forgive me for laughing. It's just
yeah. Jesus.
It's okay. I got even in the long run, so we're fine. We're on good terms now.
Oh wow.
That's I got that. Even. We're good now.
He let me stay with Jane for a few nights, and that was good.
Oh god.
It was going so well.
But yeah, man, yeah. Chilling out here in Colorado, just drinking in the piss mints, you know?
Yeah. You have any questions? You want to show us some love? Well, what's up?
I definitely want to show DJ Jonas some love, and I want to see if you've got any work done on that lost episode.
Absolutely. Whoa, absolutely, man. We've got so much. I've got all the my stories, because I believe they're not anywhere to be found, right?
Believe so.
Yep, I've got all the my stories on the way, lined up on the way. They will be uploaded one by one. Also, the trailers for the my stories are coming up with it as well, not just the videos. I've ran across Jason a couple times, because I mean he hangs out in the Ave. I mean I shop at the Publix he works at. I see him. You know, he's laying low, he will be back. He will be back, guys. When he's ready, he will be back. And, you know, let's just hope we can work together again, because, man, that's what people want. That was our plan before he went rogue, was for us to do a My Story Part 10 with everybody included, man. But, unfortunately, he had to lay low, you know, due to, you know, the situation right now, you know, while they figure that out.
And what's once the situation?
Well, you know, I don't want that's for him personal. To say when he. Yeah, that's for him to say when he comes back. There's a situation happening, and I don't know if conservative Cuban is aware. So he had to lay low. But he when he's ready, he will be back. And if he comes back with me, his comeback is going to be bigger than ever. If he decides to come back with someone else. I mean, I think he already made a little comeback with the PJ Brown video. He went to Blackstone Labs to get some supplements. Remember that?
Of course.
Yeah.
And it was the same day that Scott Miller made his return. And to be honest with you, I think Scott Miller had a bigger impact, man. Not, you know, because the thing is, if you want to make a comeback, don't just come back on a video featured for Blackstone Labs. Come back the right way, man. Give people what they've been wanting. You got to, deliver the people the goods, man, and bring them back to how this shit all started. And, you know, that way your comeback will be bigger. Don't just blow it on a little fucking 15-second clip of you getting supplements from Mr. PJ. You know what I mean?
Well, is it a coincidence that Scott Miller came back on the same day? I'm assuming this is a legal issue that Jason's going through. So I'm guessing that Scott's representing him in that.
Yes, Mr. Scott Miller's representing him, and he's also talking to in conservative Cuban here to help him with any legal matters he may have. Call Scott Miller, 1-800 law firms. Hotter than piss, baby.
That's sick.
But yeah, the footage will come out, guys. My stories and Jason will be back, and it's gonna be hotter than piss. All right. So we're back here with just us two, with the conservative Cuban and Nicholson here. All right. So those were our guests, and they're very thankful and happy. They were jumped on and showed us some love, because, man, I'm telling you, before, when the whole trolling started, I used to fight fire with fire, you know what I mean? And I had to learn the hard way, hey, man, can't really do that, man. And, you know, a lot of people that want to get into, for all of those people that want to get into the ments, I just have to tell you guys to, if you want to get into the ments, you gotta know how to deal with the trolls. You gotta have thick skin, because if you don't, you have no business in this game, man. If there's no trolls, then you're not gonna be successful. Number one,
I thought all publicity was good publicity.
Yeah, you have to have thick skin, and a conservative Cuban would know. Thick skin is
no. The misfit, the fans of the misfits, the fans of Jason Genova, the fans of each individual misfit, the Genovaverse, the piss, everything. The best trolls, the best fans ever. It's not even close. There's not a second. How dedicated, how active they are on the internet. It is astounding.
Yeah, they go. It is amazing. They go to the end of the earth for what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because actually I used to, when we started tossing the first MyStore videos up there, that's the blog I would read, is the Muscle Development, the MISC section on muscledevelopment.com, and that's where I started seeing the original trolls of Genova, and they also had YouTube accounts with the same names.
The trolls of Genova.
Yeah, they would go on YouTube and... you know, Ron Harris was one of them, because Ron Harris was I think he was like a moderator for the original MISC, and he would post any new video that Jason would have and always rip him a new one. And that's when I would tell Jason, hey, man, look, there's a guy talking shit about you. He's a bodybuilder. And Jason would get fired up and call him out. And, man, Jason was a sensation, and he caught the attention of Aaron Singerman and PJ Braun, and through me, I was able to get him connected, and everything was history after that. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm happy to say that I helped him. I helped him with that, with getting in contact with Iron Mag Labs at the time, and got to meet PJ, got to meet Aaron, and on top of that, was able to achieve a lot of things that a lot of us aren't going to be able to do. I mean, he got to meet Hulk Hogan, he got to meet Ronnie Coleman, 8-time Mr. Olympia. He got to train with Richard Gaspari. He's done a lot of good things, and I'm happy to say that I helped him. I don't want to take credit for it all, but, you know, like, he's a friend of mine, and I helped him a lot, and he's also helped me with some things, but I try to help him grow in other areas, and I soon realized that not a good idea, man. I mean, if he wants to...
It wasn't going
to
work out.
If he wants to... Yeah, look, if he wants to roll with me and wants to go to the clubs with me and hang out around chicks like he did before, like, not a problem. Like, I got his back when it comes to that. But he also has the people from the gym that he would work out at, you know, Brad Wolf and Big Richard and them and Andrew. So, I mean, those people... everyone says that they protect him, and that's cool. I understand that, but I feel like it would have been better, Cuban and Nicholson, that if I would have been on more speaking terms with those guys, so the stuff that I was doing with Jason didn't come across as me trying to bring him down in any type of way, because that's actually the opposite with me. He was growing as a person, learning to fly and learning the ropes of, you know, ladies and stuff, and being out there and on the dating world, because it's a whole world of its own.
Yes, it is.
And it, you know, for him to grow, rather than desecrating him in any type of way. When I, and that's the reason why I didn't watch a lot of the Del Rey Misfits videos, because it was so painful to watch when I would hear Brad Wolf calling Jason a fat piece of shit, this and that. I mean, you've seen the videos, right, Cuban?
Yes, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist or anything. I think what you see in those videos when they're speaking to Jason the way that they're speaking to him, you're seeing men trying to cope with trying to hold Jason accountable. And they're doing the best that they know how to do, which is to just never endingly just break someone's balls with a fucking sledgehammer.
The pressure.
And it that's what I witnessed. They didn't want to feed into his delusions. They didn't want to feed into his ego. They did the best they could in that, trying to hold him accountable. Was some of it, did some of it cross the line? I don't think they drove him into suicide or anything like that, but you know, it's just guys being guys, and guys also trying to cope with seeing this person that maybe they actually care about, and they don't want to feed into his delusions, and they're trying to hold him accountable, but they held him accountable with a fucking sledgehammer.
100%. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. To me, Big Richard was the best one. I mean, Big Richard was the best. When I see the videos with Big Richard, I mean, not only are they menty as fuck, but he tells it like it is, man. Big Richard, fuck, man.
He never comes in and works out, takes a whole shirt off, and he goes around those dirty clothes of his, that sweatshirt with fucking grease stains all over him. He never chases his underwear. I don't know what the fuck is going on with him.
Exactly. And Big Richard, yeah. And Big Richard, I mean, was kind of like the father that he never had, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fellas, I appreciate the invite, but I'm going to have to go.
Right, Nicholson. Yeah. Nicholson, thank you for joining the podcast. Sir, the link to Nicholson is down here below. Please follow him.
I'm going
to
follow you guys back as well.
Daily Ments with the memes. It's hotter than piss. He's not really part of the piss universe, but he's welcome to be part of it, because this guy is awesome, and I'd like to have him in the podcast again for us to talk and have more to talk about. Thank you, Nicholson.
I appreciate you, boys. Take care, Jonas and Conservative Cuban.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Nicholson. Bad. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, yes, Conservative Cuban. The thing is, that was cool with me. You know, the Big Richard, 100%. Like, if you want to bust his balls, I would have to say that's the way to do it, you know, but the way other people would do it, where they're calling in them names, man, like, fuck, man, like that, that's just, they're calling him names, they're calling him fat retard, they're calling him a retard, they're calling him, you know what I mean? I understand it could be a way for them to hold him accountable, but I think there could have been a better way to go about it, because when you call people those types of names, you know, there's people that can tend to start to believe that they actually are those things, and then it manifests into reality, man, because they hear that all the time. They start to believe it. Like with me, when Jason was hanging out with me and we would do the My Story videos, I always told him he was the best. And guess what? You'd get those first classic My Stories. If I hadn't done that, you wouldn't have gotten that. Sure, a lot of it was delusion, but people loved it. And you know what? It helped them accomplish all those things, man. Accomplish meeting a Richard Gaspari, meeting a Ronnie Coleman, meeting a Vitaly, getting in touch with PJ and Aaron, and getting a hold of Adam Harper, and going on to do great big things, becoming this internet sensation. And that's what I was all about, man. I was all about growth with him. You know, the thing is, you have to be a little delusional, man, in life, man, because if you don't, a lot of success is attributed to being delusional. When you are consistent like he was, man, you can achieve a lot of things, man. And I understand was delusional, but man, he was accomplishing a lot, man. And no one should have stood in the way of that, man. That's just not cool, you know?
Well, I can't disagree with you on that as far as the delusional part. For instance, a prime example of that is Howard Stern. I remember, because I'm 47 years old, and I remember when he came out and said, I'm the king of all media. Well, guess what? Guess what ended up happening? What ended up happening? So that I completely understand. At the same time, it's also rough where, and again, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, but to me, Jason Genova, what ended up happening with him and the internet and the misfits and the fitness industry itself, Jason became a Saint Paul of a religion that he did not necessarily believe in. That is, as far as the bodybuilding lifestyle, because, you know, usually individuals that live the bodybuilding lifestyle, it's usually day in and day out, and their physical appearance, they're usually just a handful of months away from doing a contest, if whenever they need to do a contest. And Jason has never had the discipline, the attention span to do such a thing. One of the things I always notice about Jay, you correct me if I'm wrong, Jonas, but the one thing I've always noticed about Jason as far as in front of the camera, he really is in the moment. It didn't matter what happened 5 minutes ago. It doesn't matter what's going to happen 5 minutes later. He is just so in the moment, and whatever is getting his attention, whatever is amusing him, whatever is helping him just be on a roll and be consistent, he was just totally in that moment. And that's why he can't, you know, his name is in the fitness industry, but he's never really lived the lifestyle, and it drives people nuts. And I know it drove the guys at that gym that he went to and he filmed with. I knew it drove them nuts. And I think it probably added to it as well. I'm not condoning things that were said, but, you know, it's one of those things. Again, you have men trying to cope with, it seemed like they care about this guy, and at the same time, they don't want to feed into his delusions. They don't want, you know, they want to hold him accountable, and they're trying to deal with it the best they can. So.
Exactly. But while they're at it, I mean, shit. One of them was able to get 20,000 followers, and I mean, he can't say it doesn't feel good to have that. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Like, you guys are fucking getting a shit ton of fucking following, and can you guys give him a thank you for it, man? Like, you can't even fucking do that. You know what I mean? And that's what I see, and it kills me because, like I said, I never really watched Delray Misfits videos for that reason, because I always saw my friend being humiliated there. My friend. And when have I ever called him all those names on video? I never did, man. I always told him, hey, man, you're the best. I always try to help him grow. Look, man, on weekend nights, he'd always hit me up, even till today, because... no one else is going to hang out with him. You know what I mean? And when they hang out with him, it's to film. With me, man, I got stories for days of going out with him to the clubs and meeting people and crazy nights, man. And, you know, helping him fly, because that's one thing, man, that an area where he never really grew in. And with me, I feel like he was getting good at it. And when you say holding him accountable, I mean... What wrong was I doing, me and him as a friend? We put out the Spaniard Shuffle. Okay, let's see what happened with facts, man. Look, we put out the Spaniard Shuffle. We did a video, the Meet Jason's Girlfriend video. We, you know, we'd go out to the clubs. I did the first My Stories with him. Like, what was so bad about... We weren't going around doing drugs. We weren't going around... killing people. We weren't going around committing any crimes. We were just having fun, living in the moment, like you said, delivering mints, man. It was a simple time, you know what I mean? with the MyStar videos. I mean, I don't know if you've ever saw the MyStar videos that got him famous in the first place, but it was.
My timeline as far as the Misfits begins in March of 2017, before I even picked up a weight. I was doing research on weightlifting, and I ran across a video. This is, for me, this is how it started, Joe. I'm just being honest. I ran across a video by an individual, and everyone has their opinion on him. An individual, the YouTube account is called Nick's Strength and Power. And Nick's Strength and Power has done at least two videos talking about Lenny. And he, as far as like Lenny's stomach, and referring to it as Lennyism. And that's how I ran into the Delray Misfits. Because he was talking about the Delray Misfits in a beloved way, that he actually really loved them and he loved Lenny. And so I looked at the videos, like, who are these guys? And I saw everything. I saw Jason, and then when I started talking to fans here and there, they were thinking, oh, Jason goes all the way back to this guy. They mentioned you. And the My Stories and everything, which I've never seen. By the way, if there's any way you could re-release those, do it. Trust me. There are so many people out there that are still out there, you know, watching. They're watching Lenny. They're watching J Masters. They're listening to these podcasts and are still fans of Jason. And they're salivating like a sycophantic fanboy at a Star Trek convention, just waiting for Jason to come back. They cannot wait for Jason to come back. And if you release those videos, they'll probably blow up. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, they're coming out. They're re-releasing, and the content in those videos is just Jason doing things outside of, you know, the comfort zone, which is the Delray Misfit stuff. I mean, we're going to clubs. I'm really showcasing what me and him would do when we were out regularly. You know, we would go, you know, be with chicks and go to the clubs, and, you know, like, and I recorded a lot of people's reactions to Jason, because I just want to show people that what other people think of him, people that might not know about him. And those were priceless reactions, man. And I understand, I know they're salivating for the videos, and they're on their way, guys. Please, guys, they're on their way. They are releasing shortly. Man, it's just you know, my biggest regret, Cuban, I'll tell you, because now I'm a little older and wiser. I'm 31 years old now. You know, I'm not going to sit here and point the finger at anyone, you know what I mean, of how the events, you know, how the turn of events happened, you know, because we can't go to the past and change, you know, things. Do I wish I can go back and do things better? Absolutely, like all of us would. You know, we've all made dumb decisions in life. So my biggest regret, I would have to say, is probably not ever becoming a member of Delray Fitness, the gym, the World Fitness. Yeah, that's my biggest regret, because I feel like I shot a couple videos with Jason in there, the early My Stories, and I also shot the video, the famous video where Jason is saying, "Don't be mad, PJ, it's just a cone." And then he gobbles up I don't know if you've ever seen that. He gobbles up a whole cone of a whole ice cream cone. He's like, "I'm not going to eat it." And then there's another scene where he just gobbles the whole thing up. I don't know if anyone still has that video. If anyone does, please re-upload. That would be sickening. It would be hotter than piss. My biggest regret was that, because I feel like if I would have, like me now, if I was this age and this experienced, if I could go probably like 5-6 years back when that gym was still open, man, I feel like me and the Misfits would have had a better relationship, and I would have explained to them, like, "Hey guys, like, let's be a little bit smarter with this. Let's not..." You know what I mean? You know, and he's also my friend. Like, I don't like hearing this kind of stuff said to him like this, you know, like, because, you know, I mean, Big Richard, I'm cool with the Big Richard stuff, But also another thing is that Big Richard didn't know who I was. So when Jason Genova did the No Homo Spaniard Shuffle song, and Big Richard ripped them a new one, it's also because Big Richard wasn't on the internet to see what Jason was doing. He was just being told by Andrew and Brad, hey, he did this song and it says No Homo and he has a dance going on. I'm going to tell you that the Spaniard Shuffle, when we were in Miami, we were playing the Spaniard Shuffle in South Beach to the people there. And you know people in Miami are real happy and they like the dance, they like music. You know the Cuban people out there in Miami? Man, Jason had them moving with the Spaniard Shuffle, brother. No lie, man. And that's showcased on My Story Part, My Story Part 8. And if Big Richard would have seen that, how the girls were dancing the Spaniard Shuffle and he had them going.
As soon as Big Richard would see the girls dancing, it would all be over.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But the thing is, some people, I would have to say, because there was really never a relationship between me and Andrew, that things kind of, whatever I would do, oh, it's evil. And also, I wasn't really helping the cause much because you got to realize around that time, I didn't know how to deal with a lot of the online hate. I would always fight fire with fire. I was kind of fighting fire with fire the same way Robzilla does sometimes. I would have these outbursts, and that's not cool, man, because you know what, man? They come with the territory, man, the trolls, and you have to learn to have thick skin in life. Not just with trolls, but in life in general. Hey, man, if the Cubans, for example, the Cuban people, man, if they didn't have thick skin, shit, man, they wouldn't have had a lot of the privileges that a lot of them did getting in here, you know, during those times. Because, man, I tell you, Cuban people, man, tough people, man, and they don't take no for an answer. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. So that's the thing, man. I just have to say, man, that's my biggest regret, guys, is not having gone to Delray Fitness and become a member and to work out there myself, because I feel like things would have been better and people would have seen, okay, that's his friend and this is what he helps him out with. And then they would have seen that there's no problem. And I feel like they kind of did see a little bit of that back in 2016 when we did My Story Part 9, because I met the Delray Misfits in person. They invited me to the Carolina Ale House. But then again, you know, the stuff we were doing, My Story Part 9, we were charging $1.99 pay-per-view for the premiere of that video. And it also, if we would have communicated better, not only would have the Delray Misfits been in that video, but also Jason would have, because that was the happiest I've ever seen Jason. No lie, man. When me and the Misfits were hanging out at the Carolina Ale House, there's a picture that I posted on my Instagram. Jason's way in the back. But, man, he was the happiest ever, man, because he was like, finally, my two producers are cool with each other. And, you know, like, now I can really be the best me I can be. Like, that's the look on his face that I saw, man. And for it not to have happened like that, I also would have to say is misunderstandings on both sides. And also people like half-brother Dan didn't help the cause, because, first of all, that kid came down here around that time claiming he was Jason's half-brother, and he wasn't. He was in debt. He was like $5,000 in debt, and he wanted him. He made an appearance on the My Story Part 9 and helped with it because he wanted a profit. And that also didn't come out. It made it seem like I wanted a profit. And then I was like, I had to come out and clear the air. Like, hey, I'm not trying to profit here. That kid is in debt and he's coming down here to try to make a quick buck. And when people saw that, it made me look bad. So I had to do a video to deflect the heat away from me. And also it didn't look good. On the eyes of the Misfits. And, man, like I said, man, had that gym, still be here today, I'd be a member, and I feel like our relationship would be better, and it just wasn't. And now I pass by that gym. I don't know if you've ever been to Delray Fitness, but I pass by there, and it's just a shell of what it once was, but you still feel the magic in the air when you're outside that building, because there's something amazing about that place, man. That's where a lot of events happened. And man, I hope to one day have the funds and for me to reopen that place, man, because I'd like to reopen it, man, and get some of the original guys in there, man, because that gym is a hardcore gym. And me getting into fitness in the last few years, I'd have to say that there's nothing like a hardcore gym, because you get better workouts. And man, that was one of the top two hardcore gyms here in South Florida, alongside Titan Fitness in Fort Lauderdale. Shout out to Titan Gym in Oakland Park, Fort Lauderdale. My girlfriend showed me that gym, and she was also working out there, and she also lived down there in Oakland Park, and put me onto that gym. Hardcore gyms are hard to come by, man, and Delray Fitness was one of them, and just very sad that it closed. Now there's a Planet Fitness across the street from there, which is kind of like a sissy gym.
Where gains die.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's you learn to appreciate good things when they're here, and it's very sad that those things aren't here today and those possibilities. So I just have to. That's the reason I came back into the piss, man. For all the people wondering, like, why am I here? I am here because Scott Miller is here. Scott Miller's still here. Jason's still here. Big Lenny's still here. People want to see them together. They might not want to see me necessarily, and I'm okay with that. I am just a video producer, and I add my touch. Andrew is a producer. Robzilla is a video producer. So I would have to say is, it'd be cool if we were all of us producers were in the same page, and we could keep providing mints for you guys for days, because for people to just go rogue is not the answer, man. There's a big audience, like you said, the trolls or not. Man, the fans of the Piss Universe, man, are the best fucking fans, man. Best fans, whether they're trolling or whatever. I'd have to say, man, best fans, man, because they understand what good content is, and it's not stuff that you can find on TV anymore, unfortunately.
No, and it's not politically correct either, and it's not for the faint of heart. That's why I've noticed not all, but most of the real hardcore trolls, as far as like that are on Instagram, most of them, they love me because I let them have their fun. Go ahead, have your fun. The only thing that and trust me, the research has been done, because I know the position I've put myself in all this, and being Jay Master's friend. The only time you'll really see me lash out on a comment section is when the person is neither funny or it has nothing to do with being hurtful. The person just, really, dude, you said that? You know how stupid you sound? And everyone else around them is witnessing it. That's the only time you'll ever see me lash out. It's like, really, dude, that's really fucking stupid what you just said. Yeah. Other than that, I just let them have their fun. One of the things that I'm very thankful for as far as mints, and I'm very proud of it, and I don't care what anyone says, the legendary showdown between Adam McLeod and Jay Masters on December 26th, 2020, I provided a mint, which when Jay Masters bumped into McLeod, I was, no, everyone was frozen. I jumped right in. I got in front of Jay, and I said, the big bear's here, the big bear's angry, the big bear's hungry. And apparently it turned out to be a mint, because the whole big bear thing has to do with a homosexual reference, in that he and I are homosexual partners, and he's the big bear. Wow. And so I'm glad I provided that, and I'm very proud of it.
Totally.
And that's what I mean by letting the trolls have the fun. let them have their fun. The more you let them have fun, it's like, hey, this fat Cuban here, you know what? He's okay. I bust his chops all the time. I say this to him. I say that to him. You know what? Yeah, he's okay. That eventually it gets to that point. Now, there's a handful. There are not very many of them. There's a handful that have a visceral hatred upon me. And they hope that I get gang raped by 13 herpes-infested Iraqis. Huh. So it's you know, it's just one of those things. You can't make everybody happy. You know, for me, the piss, it's easy. You know, since I'm Cuban, I can sit right inside an inner tube and have a cooler right next to me and just ride the piss out. So it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not familiar with any friction that you have between as far as like Brad and Andrew, or if there is any friction there. I'm not aware of the disagreements. I'm not aware of the, you know, not seeing eye to eye on things. I'm not aware of any of that. I'm completely ignorant.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, that's my biggest regret is because at the time I was a young buck. I was a young buck, and it was not my priority really to be in a gym. I mean, I have LA Fitness right across the street from here, and it had everything I needed. You know what I mean? Chicks, workout machines, sauna, pool. You know what I mean? And I'm a kind of guy that, you know, I'm not always in the gym. Like I like fitness. I like to feel good for myself, but I'm not a gym rat. I enjoy variety. To me, it's the spice of life. So I like to enjoy life as an overall experience, not just be obsessed with one thing. And that's the beauty about the, you know, if you guys want to get into the mints, the beauty is you could provide mints definitely by working with people that are in the mints, number one. You know, number one rule to be in the mints, I'm going to have to write the 10 commandments of the mints. but also, you know, like the Cuban here, you know, big friends with Jay Masters, one of the OGs of the Delray Misfits. But to be part of it, man, is also to bring your own twist to it. You know what I mean? Like my stuff is not always gym stuff, man. I got attorney Scott Miller. He's not even nothing to do with fitness.
1-800.
Yeah, people love him. People love Scott Miller, you know. And that's my thing, man, is I always try to bring a different twist to it, man. I'm a DJ. I made the Spaniard Shuffle. You know what I mean? People recognize me sometimes when I'm playing at some of these places, and they say, hey, man, what's Jason? What's up with Lenny? What's up with... And they always want to know, like you said, what's the disagreement between you and Brad and Andrew and this and that? Man, I would just have to say, man, is like I said before, man, it's my biggest regret is not really having been part of that gym, because had right now I have the opportunity to be a member there, I would not only would I totally be a member, because now I see the light, man. I see that it's a great gym, and I could have, you know, we could have warmed up to one another, me and Andrew, and we could have seen on eye, you know, eye to eye on things a little more, you know what I mean? But unfortunately it didn't happen, and that's the reason I'm back because, you know what, man, we have to work with what we got. The mints, you got to realize, it's not just about Jason Genova, the Genova versus, they call it, I like to call it the piss universe, man, because you gotta realize, man, or the Met universe, because the shit is diverse, man. Look how the outreach it had. I mean, the conservative Cuban in Riviera Beach over there providing mints, and now you're a part of it, and I don't, you know, it's just people just can't get enough of it, man. People go on your page every day, man, and they want mints, and what we do with this podcast is also deliver mints. It's just a diverse thing that has a strong outreach, and to be honest with you, I feel like the mints are not even at their prime level yet, man. I feel like there's so much more to go, man. You know, I see a lot of potential. So let's just do what we can with what we have right now and give the best stuff we can give the people right now, because like you said, man, they're salivating for the mints, and on top of that, not only do we have the best fans, but you know, like I said before, man, over the years I wasn't the best when it came down to going to that gym, and now I see of all the things I could have done, so I learned from that, and now it's like, okay, let's get the conservative Cuban on, let's get Del Chance on, let's get Big Lenny on, let's settle our differences, you know, and let's talk. That's the point of the podcast, is for us to talk. You know what I mean? Let's squash any type of beefs, you know. Same thing, Robzilla, you know, he might have done a few sneaky things I didn't like, you know, but he's always welcome to come here and talk. And that's just what it is, man. There's enough for everyone to go around, man, and it's better to get everything resolved now while everyone is still here. You know what I mean? Because before things can get too ugly, you know what I mean? And that's the reason why I see, hey, man, you're Cuban. I am not Cuban, but I grew up here with Cubans. And I see the struggle that Cuban people have dealt with over the years, man. And I just have to say, Cuban, that's the reason they fight so much, because, you know, for themselves as Cuban people, because, man, you have to, because if you don't, you know, you don't really have that experience as a human being to truly be free. You don't really, you know, you have to fight for yourself. You know what I mean? And I see that a lot in the Cuban people, man. And that's something that other cultures should see, you know, I feel, I mean, I don't know. what do you think?
the main message I always got from both of my grandfathers, my dad and my godfather, was you can have anything you want, but it isn't free. It isn't free.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that they loved about this country, in that in America, compared to Cuba, if you do things the right way, yes, there's horror stories out there, but if for the most part you do things the right way, you plan things the right way, things will go well for you, especially here in this country, and they love this country. It really is a shame in Cuba. There's still videos coming out. There's still videos coming out of people in Cuba making videos, and as they're making the video, people, the stormtroopers come right in. It's happening right now. So anyone that praises that government, and I don't mean to get too political, you know, individuals like Bernie Sanders, the seltzer man from Brooklyn, that guy, you know, he doesn't even refer to Cuba as Cuba. It's Cuber. So wow. Cuber, he thinks that socialism is a great thing. Socialism, it hasn't worked, folks. Look at what's going on in Venezuela. Excuse me. Look what goes on in Venezuela. You got people eating garbage next to dogs. You know, in Nicaragua, every once in a while, they got to get rowdy. For instance, thank God, Puerto Rico, now they're part of the United States. And, you know, the only thing Puerto Rico is missing right now is a really good infrastructure as far as, like, you know, real roads and sidewalks and things like that, because Puerto Rico is still Puerto Rico. But yeah. Anyone to think that things are great in Cuba, trust me, they're not great in Cuba. There's still stories coming out. I mean, for instance, my stepdad, one of the last times he was over there, it's in the middle of the night. He's outside, he's smoking a cigarette, his mom's asleep, he's visiting his mom. And this guy runs right up to him with a huge wheelbarrow full of crab. And the guy's selling crab. And he looks at the guy, he looks at the barrel, and he says, "How much for the whole barrel?" The guy gives him a price. So my stepdad, he takes 4 crabs, and he says to the guy, "Now give the rest of them to the rest of the block." That was to keep everybody's mouth shut.
Wow.
That's how bad it's gotten over there. No one's allowed. You cannot have anybody else. You are not allowed to have more than anybody else. So that's how bad it's gotten over there.
Wow. Crazy, man.
So be thankful. There's a lot of people out there. Be thankful you live in this country. Be thankful. Maybe you live in a state like, for instance, like California. I'm sorry about that. That's not my fault. But in other states, things are very well. It is a constant battle. And look at, for instance, look at what you're trying to do. As far as this podcast, you got the YouTube page. You know, God willing, and a lot of people are starving for it. God willing, who knows when Jason comes back. Just the day-to-day things you would have to deal with as far as making videos, editing videos, and being careful with the content you put out there, because now the way this technocracy with YouTube, they want to limit you so much. They want to limit you so much of what you put out there. You know, Jonas, the only reason why we still have YouTube and people are still able to put up videos right now is because they haven't figured out a way to get rid of that guy. I don't know if you ever heard of him, PewDiePie. If they get rid of that dude, PewDiePie, it's over for everybody on YouTube. YouTube, they want to become another Netflix. They want to become another Prime Video. They want to become another Hulu. They want to get rid of all these YouTubers. They want to get rid of everyone.
Wow.
And for instance, you'll notice that when someone has a YouTube page, they have to make a decision as far as the content that they put out there so that it's more advertiser friendly as far as the commercials that will air on your video. You know, they want to leave someone so badly. It's to the point that your content gets limited. When I did the Misfits podcast, Andrew and I had to have a conversation about, because he knew that I was into conspiracy theories. He knew the things that I would talk about. And he said, you know, and I said, he said, you know, this and that. Hey, trust me, Andrew, I know that this video will get stricken if I use the V word. Like, you right now, I'm talking to you. I say the V word. I don't want anything happening to your video. So I can't talk about the V word. You follow what I'm saying? That's how limited now YouTube is making YouTubers. They want to push everybody out. No. And you'll see that. You will see that as that YouTube channel grows, as you get more views, as you get more subscribers, and then you're dealing with content as far as the amount of commercials or whatever you're going to have on there, you're going to notice little by little, they're going to start to restrict you. You will notice it. It's going to happen. If you don't believe me, talk to other YouTubers that have thousands of followers, thousands of subscribers, and the stuff that they put out. They'll tell you it's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I believe in that 100%, man, and I'm all of the idea of also making your own website and putting your own videos through your website.
That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. That is the only way you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, and people know this, I make websites, they know this, so... They will always be able to jump into my sites to watch videos. I made a website, you know, where Jason was selling merchandise back in 2013. I mean, and he had his own videos on there as well. It's you're right. That will be the only way to do it, because you know, it's just... You're right, man. It comes more restriction, more control, and then, you know, but I mean, look at Howard Stern. I mean, Howard Stern. His content was way over the edge. Remember, especially in the 2000s when he had those girls in there and playing with toys and stuff.
And Jonas, unfortunately, maybe you're too young to remember, ever since the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, and she exposed herself. Well, you know, Justin ripped off, you know, and everyone saw the boob.
Oh, yeah.
Most of us men, we wanted to see the other boob. We weren't really concerned. But the rest of America got really uptight about it, and it just, that's when all the restrictions started happening.
Wow.
And Howard became restricted because his most edgy stuff, I remember the most edgy stuff he ever put out, and it was just before he put out his movie. It was in between the mid and late 90s.
Wow.
That was like his edgiest stuff. I mean, he was doing stuff. I mean, look, no offense towards him. He goes from doing all this stuff that he's doing. He gets a porno star in there, and she has an orgasm on air. Cats are sleeping with dogs. It's raining blood because he has a woman have an orgasm on the air.
Huh.
And poor guy goes from that to having a high-pitched Eric eat as much as he can, and everyone taking bets on how much weight will he shit out. Really, really sad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And shout out to high-pitched Eric. If he's hearing this, high-pitched Eric, rest in peace, Joey Boots, your friend. He was a big inspiration for me to do the videos, the style I do them. Joey Boots. I don't know if you've ever seen Joey Boots' videos, Cuban. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Joey is so when I put out my videos, well, some of the stuff I have on my channel right now, and also the videos, the MyStore videos with Jason Genova, I really felt like I was Joey Boots behind the camera. I just want to let you know that Joey Boots to me is, he is the reason I wanted to be a cameraman, because you've seen Joey Boots' videos, right? When he's around New York filming and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
have to find those videos now, but I've seen them.
No, they're on YouTube under Joey Boots. I just have to say, man, Joey Boots, that's probably where I'm probably headed with this YouTube stuff. I'm probably going to go more into just me and my camera and just go out and just let the men's happen. The same way Joey Boots used to do it, because it's just a more liberating way of filming. You never know what can happen, and it's just more, it's more like, you know, you're freestyling almost. Like you're you know, it's more liberating because rather than just filming one person and trying to get some ments going, you know, the stuff is just flows. And in Delray Beach, if you've ever been to Delray, it's full of characters here, man. And there's stuff here to film for days, man, in the bars, in the streets, anywhere here in Delray, man. The ments are happening, and there's just something fascinating about Delray Beach that the whole world has its eye in Delray Beach. It's that entertainment purpose, man. It's just the streets of Delray are just as entertaining as can be, and they're just as entertaining as the streets of New York City, San Francisco, LA, you name it. Anywhere where there's characters, Delray Beach, man, I would have to say, man, is up there as good or better than other places, because the characters here, you just come out your house here, man, and the characters are right there, bro.
They're right there selling t-shirts.
That's how I was able to find Jason Genova. I found Attorney Scott Miller, Big Lenny, all the Misfits, those guys, fucking any you know, there's just, and that's why the ments became a big thing, and the city of Delray became a big thing, because there's just ments here for days, bro, and they've only seen like 1% of the true potential of Delray Beach, man. There's still 99 to go, and that's why I say, man, that's why I'm back, and there's just so much to do here, and also, I mean, other people that get involved, you know, like you know, you being Jay Master's friend, like, it's awesome. I mean, now you're part of the piss, and fucking, there's, you know what I mean, you're providing the ments, and it also gives people that don't live in Delray, like yourself, it gives them a chance to be themselves and provide ments, because ultimately, man, when it's all said and done, all of us are going to go down as legends. Mark my words, man. You're a legend. Of course, Jason's a legend. Lenny's a legend. Father is a legend. Everybody's a legend. Everybody will go down as a legend. Trust me, because It's just it's iconic, and people compare me a lot to Howard Stern. I'll be honest with you, I know who Howard Stern was. I didn't really grow up watching much of him. But when Joey Boots, when I found out he was part of the Whack Pack of Howard Stern, and then I saw the other characters like Beetlejuice, High Pitch Eric, and then I noticed that Howard Stern, and you know, I do a podcast, Howard Stern has his show. There's a lot of similarities, but I never try to be like him. We both have curly hair, I mean, but he listens to rock music too. I mean, it just never try to be like him, but I see the similarities, man, and then and we have same similar common interests. Another thing is Jason Genova was supposed to be on the Howard Stern show. Didn't happen because after he did the My Story Part 7 video, he went with PJ and did a video posing in PJ's home and stuff. And Jason completely lost, me and him lost contact because at the time he was doing this thing with PJ. And it's like, brother, like, why'd you do that? Like, you have a whole opportunity here to fly to New York City and be on the Howard Stern show and probably get even more exposure. Like, it's just crazy, man. It just, like I said, man, there needs to be a lot of, when he comes back, I feel like there needs to be a lot of bridges fixed. There needs to be a lot of bridges that are broken because if not, I think he's going to continue on the same kind of pattern, you know, of not really having a direction, you know what I mean? And just staying in the moment rather than having a direction and really getting the most he can from his true potential. But ultimately, it's all up to him, man. You know what I mean? It's all up to him. And I'm just here to say, hey, my biggest regret was not having warmed up as much as I could have before. Us having to warm up to each other together, you know, not in a gay way, of course, you know, but more as in, you know, communicating. Because truly, it truly, I don't see why they couldn't have bought that fucking gym, that Delray Fitness. I don't see why, with all the money they made over that time, I don't see why one of those guys isn't the owner of the gym. It's just because of so much miscommunication, man. There's no reason why that gym shouldn't have been here. You know what I mean? I feel like that gym should be here, and the men's should still be continuing because it made so much money, dude. It made so much money, and by now they could have fucking bought the place. But it's, like I said, it's miscommunication, lack of direction. And that's why people are where they are, man. And I'm here to say, hey, guys, no hard feelings. Let's just make the best out of moving forward. You know what I mean? And let's not let our egos get in the way. Let's keep the men's going. Whether they want to be jump on board and all of us can be cool together. Like I said, I'm trying to bridge those gaps. I had Jay Masters in here. I reconnected with Big Lenny. I've also had Del Chance in here. I am meeting a new friend here in the conservative Cuban, friend of Jay Masters. If we can all be in harmony, man, I'm telling you, man, we can achieve big things. Whether we get that gym back or not, man, fuck, man. I feel like the Mets are just getting started, man. There's just, man, trust me, man. As soon as we get Scott Miller, man, if we, I'm with Scott Miller now. Man, I just gotta say, man, is there's gonna be Mets for years.
Well, with attorney Scott Miller, we're gonna need him as soon as Jason comes back. Jason and I will both have to sign waivers because I'm gonna challenge Jason into a Cuban sandwich eating contest, all on me, and whatever happens, happens.
Exactly, and you live in Riviera, so. Man, I'm telling you, you're not too far from us, man. No,
I'll make the trek. I'll make the trek.
Yeah, we're gonna meet up. We're gonna meet up. DJ Jonas, a conservative Cuban. We're gonna meet up. You need a cameraman, conservative Cuban, or Jay Masters. Once again, I told him the other day, or Dale Chance, need a cameraman. Whatever, toss the video up on your channel. Whatever you want to do, I am here. I'm here at you guys' service. Like I said before, wasn't able to. Warm up as much as I could to other people of the Mint universe, of the Piss universe. But now I feel like it's time to do it, man. It's time, instead of sitting here and And looking back and feeling sorry for ourselves, I'm like, nah, man, let's really get this shit going, man. And, you know, because I'm telling you, man, this, the whole world's watching, man. They love this content because it's not stuff you can find on TV. Scott Miller, Jason, Jay Masters. Jay Masters goes on his lives and gets thousands of people watching. It's like, I really feel like we're just getting started with this, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I really feel, man.
Well, we'll see what happens. I got to go right now because I'm a regular ham and egger, and I still have a teenage daughter that are hungry and they're looking at me with disdain. What is
no, place? Thank you. Thank you, conservative Cuban. Thank you so much for joining the live. We're going to hang out. And, hey, I got to say, man, anything you need, DJ Jonas for, we're here. Solid. And like I said, just getting started, baby. Let's keep this going.
Well, I don't want to be videoed because, I no longer look like a fluffy. I just look like a fat lesbian now, so I'm trying to look like a less of a fat lesbian. but I'll work on that. But, you know, we'll meet up soon, and the first Medianoche is on me.
You got it. Thank you so much, conservative Cuban. And my other guest here, Nicholas. And also shout out to Nate Figueroa jumped in here and didn't say anything and left. That was very weird.
And God bless Father. God bless Jay. Be safe on the road, brother.
Be safe on the road, Jay. Jay, also, you're welcome here on this show whenever you want. If you know, for you to talk, you need to talk, you need to rant, whatever. You're welcome on the Hotter Than Piss podcast. Whenever you like, brother. You're always welcome here. And so is Del Chance and any one of the misfits, anyone wanting to be part of the Piss universe or anyone in the Piss universe, welcome to come in here and talk Hotter Than Piss, baby. Hotter Than Piss, Cuban. Thank you so much, brother.
You're welcome. And a shout out to my my group chat, guys. Hold on. I got to read their ransom note.
No, just kidding.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Shout out to all the Piss troopers out there.